Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crowder, our friend DBJ, sure is enjoying a undefeated season. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call Saturday at noon from Hard Rock Stadium. Canes host Duke. Canes number 5 in the nation, trying to keep the undefeated season alive. Hello, DBJ.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good. Would you agree the 100 grand bar is the gem of any Halloween trick-or-treat bag?
Absolutely. Love the 100.
Right. What do you think about, what were you saying, Crowder? Red Hots or...
Red Hots, Warheads, Starburst, Lemonheads.
You're crazy.
Yeah, that's, exactly. The terrible list.
Those are the good cans.
Terrible list.
The Red Hots might have been the worst candy in the whole world. You get a red tongue and a hot mouth, bro.
I live different than you.
No. That's when you went out on Halloween as a devil. You'd eat the Red Hots, stick out your red tongue,
right,
and think you were a devil. That's what it is.
I'm with DBJ. 100 grand bars for life. So, were you satisfied with the Canes' win Saturday night over FSU? A lot of Canes fans, I'd said this during the week, a lot of Canes fans, you know, they wanted to put up a 70 burger on FSU because they're bad this year. They won convincingly. Were you satisfied with it?
I was satisfied if it would have been 1 point. I'm in a rivalry game like that. If it goes from one, and then however more above a one-point victory than you get, the better it is. And then it was 22 points, even better. So, yes, I was absolutely satisfied.
DBJ, is it good to see? Because moving forward, it's not just winning, beating Florida State. It's you know, college football playoffs and playing the big dogs. To see that Cam Ward can come back from, you know, 28 points in the fourth quarter or whatever, second half, and that they can also – get down and just flat out beat you physically and run the ball. Was it good to see that they have both aspects?
Channing, I think that's really the most important aspect because everybody in the country and especially every opponent that Miami's going to face can throw on the tape and watch what Cam Ward can do throwing the football around. He can bring them back from being 25 down, or he can, you know, make something happen at any part on the field in any type of play. But, and you know this more than I do, if you can't stop the run, that's a pretty damn long day for any defense in the country. And Miami's proven the last 2 weeks that they can run the football with back-to-back over 200-yard games. And, you know, they're just starting to get completely healthy, get on the offensive line. So I think that's only going to get better. So I'm as happy with Miami showing me they can run the football the last 2 weeks as I've been with Cam Ward through this season.
How about Saturday? It's going to be Manny Diaz, and he says, you know, this is just another game on the schedule. I'm over everything. That can't be true, right? I mean, don't you think he wants to win this game more than just about any other on the schedule?
I would think so. I would if I was him. I mean, it's, you know, these guys are all very, very competitive. But listen, Manny's going to take a business approach to it, and he's going to prepare. There's only
I feel like we lost DBJ there.
We did lose
Ghouls
DBJ.
And look, what happened, Manny, DBJ? Manny, you disappeared. Manny, you there?
Oh. I'll call
Diaz,
him back.
He's tapping in.
I thought maybe the ghouls and goblins on Halloween got to his phone line. You never know what's going on at Don Bailey Flooring. I mean, there could be a lot of a lot of sorcery happening over there.
The money safe fell on the cord.
I knew I have a couple of allies in the 100 grand bars. The Ticket Wizard texted me. 100% agrees. 100 grand bars are top-notch elite. He said he used to eat them from his kids' bags. They would come home. They wouldn't know what those were. He would steal them.
Huck, and I know I have some old. Well, I don't know if my candy's old. It's cheap. But love Barry. Love DBJ. Love you. Y'all, it's a little older skew on these 100 grand bars.
But the Red Hots are actually an older person's candy.
I know.
That was like a big deal in the 30s because they had never put spice into candies before.
Man, I love me a Red Hot, but I also like the ghost pepper too. So I think it's just a me thing.
All right. DBJ, you cut out there. We missed what you were saying.
What was the question?
It was something about Manny Diaz, I believe.
Yeah, Manny. Look, Manny's going to come in here, and he's going to bring in a team that's 6-2, and he's going to bring in a team that is going to be well coached. You're going to see that Duke's effort is as good as anybody's that you'll see all year, and from what I've seen, and they've got a real good quarterback, and Coach Diaz is going to make sure that his defense, especially, is going to play Miami very, very tough. But I'm not. It's business for these guys, and sure he'd love to win. He wants to win every single week, but we'll see what happens.
And DBJ, I believe it was Joe Z told us, but even watching Manny down here, like Manny likes the blitz, and I think Duke has a high blitz rate. But like even me, when I was at DC, my whole thing was blitz the hell out of him. But if I'm playing Cam Ward, I think I'm pulling back a little bit and putting some two deep safeties. Do you think Duke blitzes as much as they usually do? Manny's as aggressive as he usually is with Cam Ward in the pocket?
I think Coach Diaz has got a defensive personality, and he's going to bring it until you prove that you're either going to burn him or he's going to burn you. And, you know, I just think that he has that much confidence in his style of play defensively that he's not going to back down from anybody. Hell, they've got more tackles for loss than anybody in the conference. They're in the top three in sacks and quarterback pressures. And, you know, the proof is in the statistics that his way is got them playing winning football. Unfortunately, you know, they had six takeaways last week and they couldn't win a darn football game. I don't know that that'll ever happen again where you get that opportunity, but overall they're taking the football away. They're rushing the passer. They're getting tackles for loss. His categories as far as production goes are as good as anybody in college football.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.